Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Hundreds of jobs are expected to be eliminated as part of a buyout of Town & Country-based Scott Trade Financial Services. Jason Taylor reports.
Rival discount brokerage TD Ameritrade is purchasing Scott Trade in a two-stage deal announced today for $4 billion. Scott Trade has 1,800 workers in the St. Louis area. A spokesperson says employee decisions will be made during the integration and confirms a statement from TD Ameritrade CEO Tom Hockey that 500 to 1,000 jobs will be in place in St. Louis following the sale. The current plan is to keep a call center and some support services in place there. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
Southwest Missouri Republican U.S. Congressman Billy Long tells KZRG Radio in Joplin that the only ones that can beat GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump are Republicans, not Democrats.
It looks like that Paul Ryan and everyone else is going to prove me right. You know, if Trump does go down in the election, a lot of it or most of it can be laid at the feet of the Republicans bailing on him and not wanting him.
A video leaked this month of Trump making vulgar comments in 2005 about women, prompting several Republicans to withdraw their support for Trump, including Eastern Missouri Congresswoman Ann Wagner. New research says the number of farm vehicle accidents in Missouri would decline by nearly 40% if the state would adopt policies similar to industry standards for lighting and marking the machinery. Study author Corin Picasa with Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health says those operating the farm equipment are not usually at fault in the crashes.
I think our baseline goal is to catch the attention of rural communities, and especially awareness that rural roadway safety is a shared responsibility.
The average number of farm-related crashes in Missouri each year is 157. One man is dead and another person is in the hospital after an explosion on a Callaway County farm. Deputies say a large farm building collapsed onto a delivery truck northwest of Kingdom City on Friday night. The driver of that semi, 45-year-old Stephen Fink of Macon, was found dead in the rubble. Another person in that area at the time is expected to survive but was flown to the hospital. There's no word on what caused the explosion. A Southwest Missouri woman accused of killing her disabled son has been released from jail. Kimberly Lightwhite has been charged with second-degree murder after her son's body was found near Morrisville. The State Conservation Department will take 3rd District Congressman Blaine Luchtemeyer to Southern Missouri's Phelps County tomorrow to view feral hog traps and damage caused by the pests. He tells Missouri Net that he hasn't seen much feral hog damage in his district yet, but he says that could change. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.